This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here in the middle of the summertime. Hot time in the old town tonight and today. Wow, the weather is certainly affecting what's going on the family farm. All of the people who have gardens, anybody who's involved in agriculture is feeling the impact of the weather around the country this summer, and not only here in our country, but around the world. So we're going to bring you up to date on some of the things that are happening that sort of coordinate, if you will, the food business with the farm, with your family, because the American Family Farmer is all about connecting your family with a great place to get the best food, that is your local farm. And also we have here, as the weeks ensue, the understanding that because I'm here to help the family farmer, not the big agribusinesses, I frankly don't give a damn about Cargill and ADM and all of the big companies that control what way too much of what's going on in your life. You should be able to control what goes on your farm, on your life, and not have to be at the whim of some bean counter who's running some huge corporation that's trying to take over all the resources to feed the world. Another example of that's ChemChina. Who needs to have China, who wants China involved in our food supply here in America? Well, we've almost let it go too far. At least there's some representative law. The House of Representatives has passed, coming out of committee anyway, a bill that would regulate and sort of disallow and it's not like the Mission Impossible disavow, it's disallow Chinese, Russian, Iranian, or in many instances, any foreign governments from being involved in our food supply, starting with owning land. So we'll see where all that goes. One of the things that I thought would be helpful this week, there's so much news, so many things going on with regard to information to help you on your farm and things that are going on nationally. They're kind of curious. I invited Jay Kirshner, who she co-throttles the Doug Steffen Good Day program weekdays on many of these same stations. But because she's involved in the production, she has firsthand knowledge and access to the information that I use, or much of it anyway, in putting this program together. So I thought we'd share some of our thoughts, some of the things that are going on right now. One of the things we can celebrate, Jay, is this co-op that's helping small farms in Arizona. So one of the reasons that I would bring this to your attention isn't just to tell you the story about how these various producers have gotten together to support each other and to make vegetables and eggs and everything available for the consumers in the areas where they are. But it's also sort of, I've noticed in the dairy business over the years, there have been co-ops that were established to help, because individual farmers don't have much of a voice, whether it's in the dairy business, whether it's in the produce business, doesn't make any difference, beef business, the one person stands alone. In strength, there are numbers. And so this example from Arizona really is, it's called the Sun Produce Cooperative. It's a farmer-organized food distribution stream that's helping all of them get exposure, cuts a lot of costs, creates more markets, which is what, again, a co-op is all about. Mm-hmm. So many of you say, okay, we already got a co-op in our area. Okay, that's good. This is for people who are in areas where there aren't co-ops. And I'm guessing, Jay, in Arizona, where these people are, there's a great deal of distance between the farms. Like where I am, the guy up the street from me is the produce guy, the local produce guy. We're all in the same part of town. Now, granted, I'm in a suburban situation out where there's more land, the western part of Massachusetts, western New England, in New York, Pennsylvania, some of the places where we have the greatest farmland. That's a different story. And maybe out in this part of the world where you got to have a lot of things clicking together to make it work. Let's face it, many parts of Arizona are in drought. You can't grow anything.
Yes.
But if you go north... Go ahead, yeah.
No, I'm saying, yeah, it's very dry, and then exactly what you're going to say, then you go north and the Flagstaff area where you have the mountains and you get winters and it snows.
Yeah, would be. Well, that's the source of the water, because down in the southern part of the state, they don't have, if you drive into Phoenix, for example, Tucson's a little bit better, a little greener, but when you go across the state and drive the 10, let's say, and you get to Phoenix, Scottsdale, that whole area there, it's a desert, and things don't grow in the sand in the desert. So these people are finding their market in Phoenix, but they're bringing the food in from areas way outside of Phoenix. And so if you have, instead of everybody bringing stuff in a separate truck, if you're at two or three farms in the same area, you load your stuff all under one truck. That's a way of cooperating and making the co-op work. It's simple stuff, right?
It is, and this is, it's four small, or not four, 40 small farms, yep, and counting, so it's not like it's a hard cutoff, yeah, number. Last year, they created $600,000 in new business for these farmers, and they're hoping to grow it to at least $800,000 this year.
Yep, so good for them. All right, here's another circumstance that I think is pretty exciting. The story in Pennsylvania of an abandoned high school that's been turned into an urban farm. I'm trying to visualize. I see what's on the piece of paper, but I'm trying to visualize. This is near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is a great farming area, so they probably ought to have a lot of support for doing this. But they're trying to, as the governor said, the Secretary of Agriculture in Pennsylvania, combat food insecurity. Do you have a definition of food insecurity? That's one of those phrases that gets batted around, and I'm not sure, I mean, whether it's a modern-day term for people who just don't have enough food. You don't have three squares a day.
Yeah, it used to be, the term that used was always hungry, for people who are hungry, and yeah, it was kind of like, well, no, everybody can get hungry, but it's food insecurity. You don't know where your next meal is going to be coming from, and a lot of times these kids, the only hot meal they get is at school.
Right.
And so this is going to be it's in an abandoned school, and it's going to be community-based and hopefully help a lot of people who deal with the food insecurities. That's where those food can go, that produce can go.
Yep. So this is a good step. There must be, I'm betting that the state website has, under the Agriculture Department, an overview of this high school and what they're doing there, because the stuff is being grown. I was just thinking, you know, I'm doing a development in my hometown called an agrohood, which is a development based around a farm. You've all seen developments based on water frontage or on the golf course. Well, this is a neighborhood that's built around farms. Having an access to animals, keeping your animal, if you want, in your home, having gardens, all kinds of access to things in the pasture or in the open lands, that's kind of what we're doing. So when I saw this urban agriculture stuff, I thought, okay, this makes a lot of sense. And so it's something to be watched anyway. Another way to move us all forward, which is what we are in need of doing. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, Jay Kirshner and I are going through a lot of the food news items that impact you. Here's a group we're going to talk about in a minute who volunteered to help the food needs in Ukraine. And I'll bet you can do this on your farm, too. Stand by for that conversation in a matter of moments. Right now, though, a word from my friends at Calitrin. Right now, the dog days of summer sale going on, where you can get three by three units, whether it's the liquid, the powder, or the capsule. Each one of the units is good for 30 days. A 30-day supply will get you well on the way to not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. That's why it's so successful. Well, there are a couple of reasons it's so successful. One of them is it's all natural and approved. The facilities, what they do is inspected by the FDA. So most of the supplement world today is not regulated by the FDA, or the FDA has no input. So you'll see on the back of a bottle, this has not been evaluated by the FDA. Well, that's not the case with Calitrin. They have been evaluated, and the facilities are approved by the FDA. All the stuff they have made in the United States, it's tested all the time for quality and purity. You're getting the right thing to help yourself lose weight naturally and keep it off. Again, 90 days free by using the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and free shipping comes along with it. That's the Dog Days of Summer Sale. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com. Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be?
Right. This kid.
Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moving back into our American Family Farm program for this week, Doug Steffen with my colleague and cohort on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday through Friday, Jay Kirshner, who helps me put together a lot of the information that I pass along to you on the program every week. Here's a cheer, a shout out, if you will, Jay, for the Door County cherry pickers, if you will. The invasion of Ukraine brought these people around to them. This is cherry time. We all know, man, if you like cherries, you'll love what's around right now. We sold like 60 quarts of cherries on the farm in our farmer's market this past weekend. Wow. And 80 dozen ears of corn. It was, you know, it's kind of a, everybody wants to get in. And what represents summer more than cherries and corn? Anyway, so they're picking cherries for Ukraine. This is, by the way, I'm talking about Door County, Wisconsin. A lot of dairy up there as well. So they must have pick-your-own cherries up there, I would think. Is that how this started?
Yeah, they do. They have pick-your-own cherries. They're also looking for volunteers. And there's just so much good that's coming from this, because this farm, Susan Bernard, the owner of Bernard Farms in Sturgeon Bay, has always employed Ukrainians that have come to Wisconsin. And so with everything, a lot of her team has gone back to fight. And so she's looking for volunteers. She's donating $20 for every hour to go towards helping those in Ukraine. People can come and pick their own cherries as well, and they can do $14, and that will go towards Ukraine. And then also some of these cherries are going to Ukraine, so finances and food.
Yep. So here, think about this for a second and how you perhaps can do something like this on your farm. You're having a tough time with workers. Who knows where they come from these days? But under the circumstances, this is a brilliant way to help the Ukrainians, to help the farm. And again, that's what we're all about here on the American Family Farmer, helping you to do better on your farm with ideas that have been used. Now, pick your own isn't a new idea. It's not unique. But it is something that in this circumstance certainly applies to what's going on in Ukraine. And so again, you can have for yourself and you can be helping others at the same time. So think about this in terms of what you can do on your farm. That's the story. That's the latest. That's the up to date. We'll continue with our focus on the farm, your food, and your family as we continue on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
23 and change after the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. You can go to my website for the farm, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You'll see what goes on my farm compared to some of the things going on your farm. Perhaps what we do on the weekends to bring people in. We have all kinds of activities, agritourism things. Last week we had a battle of the bands. Local groups came. People came to the farm. They walk around. They see I have a cow that I rescued this week who'll stay in my sanctuary. And her picture, I think, Jay, is it posted on all the websites? My personal website and the
It is. It is. She programs. Is adorable. Those eyes.
Yeah, she's
so
a great
adorable.
Cow. Yeah, she's a great cow. And I also can prove that I'm a real farmer. During the last break, I said to Jay and Chris, who's working in the control room, I had a tick crawling up my leg. And I'm talking and I'm feeling this thing move up my leg. And I actually got a bite. And that's how I really got brass tacks. So you really are a bona fide farmer, at least in my part of the woods. The ticks are everywhere this year. Sometimes they're worse when it's wet. Sometimes it's worse when they're dry. It depends on the kind of tick we're talking about. That sounds like something I could put a video together, right? Get it? Tick. Talk.
But a punch.
But a boom.
That's a
yes.
Good one.
Yeah, thank you. All right, anyway, back to the farm stuff, the real farm news. Here's something that is, I'm thinking about what is going on in the food waste department. We have a lot of challenges, and here's a Champaign, Illinois farm and farmer that have put together, they're working with some local restaurants, it looks like, Jay, to reduce food waste. This happens to have started on a Panera Bread location. I, by the way, I'm a big fan. I'm not a fast foodie. I don't go to McDonald's, Burger King, those places. But as a matter of fact, yesterday I went into Panera Bread, a local one here, when I was hustling from one appointment to another, and I had a lobster sandwich, which is Maine lobster. It was really good.
Nice.
You get that. Yeah, but
we
I think
have
they
that
have
that at our Panera. That must be a
regional thing, right? Yeah. Exactly, it's fresh. So that speaks to Panera and what some of these other. This is kind of, I guess, I don't know that I'd call it a fast food restaurant, but you get usually. I was only in line 3-4 minutes before I had my sandwich and my drink, and that was, I thought that was pretty good service. I don't eat there often, but when I do, I find it to be quality. So
it's
at any
good.
Rate,
yeah.
So what did this manager do?
Fresh that morning, too.
Yeah,
so
right.
So it is fresh.
Yeah. So what happened to reduce food waste? The idea of the manager of this Panera, what are they doing?
Well, so they partnered with these pigs at a farm. They partnered to give the food waste. They partnered specifically with the pigs. They reached out. Yes.
Right, yes.
Now, there's two rescue pigs named Jude and Freebie who were rescued from a slaughterhouse a few years ago, and they're on this small farm. And the little pigs, they take in about 600 pounds of, or they become 600 pound giants because they're
just, they're big.
Yeah, they take in so much grain and feed and all of that. And so a manager at a Panera Bread reached out to the farmer and was like, hey, I don't want to waste this food. Do you want it? Can I give it to you for your animals or for your pigs? And so it's kind of becoming this thing of a lot of restaurants are starting to partner with local small farms.
Absolutely.
With their food waste and taking it so that way the food's not wasted, but also people and the farmers are not spending as much money on all of the food and the feed for
the grain
animals.
And feed. Yeah, exactly. This is something that ought to be done all around, and it is done more and more, except in stupid places like California, where they have laws against doing this, and instead of giving it to the people who are needing it or the animals that can eat it, they throw it away. So anyway, this is a great idea. Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, good for the Panera Bread and good for the farmers there. There's another idea that'll help you on your farm from the American Family Farmer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian natural gas began flowing again at a reduced volume through the Nord Stream pipeline. It was down for 10 days under annual maintenance. EV manufacturer Tesla reported its first sequential decline in quarterly profit in more than a year as it works through global economic turmoil and an extended shutdown at its Shanghai assembly plant. The United States military has a serious recruiting problem, worse than the Vietnam days of 1975. After 5 months of the fiscal year, the Army reached only 23% of its active duty goal for new recruitments. Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says all this wokeness is a turnoff, and China is taking note.
The biggest existential crisis we face is that China wants to replace us as a world superpower, and they are rapidly building out their nuclear forces that may one day overmatch our nuclear forces.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Arizona GOP Executive Committee censured State House Speaker Rusty Bowers on Tuesday. GOP leaders in Arizona chided him for voting alongside Democrats on legislation dealing with education indoctrination, open border immigration, gender politics, and election laws. When the U.S. military is more focused on climate change, wokeness, and the likes, it's no wonder young people are avoiding military service under the Biden administration. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says Republicans' hands are tied because Democrats are running the country. But come November,
we hope to win back control this fall so we can begin to get to the bottom of a lot of what's been happening in this Pentagon, whether it's the foolish and wasted witch hunt looking for so-called extremists. But I've taken steps already. Earlier in this Congress, I demanded that all officers being promoted to the general ranks answer a series of simple questions, like, do they believe the Constitution and the Declaration is racist? Or do they believe that a skin color should be a primary consideration for promotion in the military? And I said, if they get it wrong, I'm not going to wave their nomination through. And I've got a lot of feedback from the officer corps that is filtered down, and the message is being sent that they should not be engaged in those kind of politically charged issues, that we need a professional officer corps that does not get engaged in politics in any way and is focused on the military's sole mission, which is fighting and winning our nation's wars.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Kind of like 34 and change after the hour, all times approximate here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here from the Good Day program. She helps me put together lots of the conversational items that I have to talk about with you when it comes to helping you come up with ideas. I was interested in understanding, I did a little research myself this week, Jay, into the actual control mechanisms. The thing that I was thinking about is, how are we going to, as a small family farmer unit, and we were talking about co-ops earlier in the program, how are we going to cooperate to keep these huge agribusinesses from destroying our family farms and our rural communities and basically the threads of our democracy? You know, you look at the population explosion, people are moving into the suburbs or moving into the cities now from the suburbs, and people moving away from the farm because they're being driven out by the huge agribusinesses that want to buy up all the land, control the prices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I saw the story of a 66-year-old fellow who's a cattle farmer in southwest Missouri, and he goes into the food system and understands what it's all about and wants people to understand what's going on, what the farmer needs to know, what you, the consumer, needs to know, what the government isn't telling you about what's going on behind the scenes, the ag department playing cozy with these multinational corporate farms that are not good for people. They're not good for food. They're not good for us, that's for sure. And so when you look around, the more you look, you see the business model is aimed at implementing the demise of the family farm. We want to have them. And I think Bill Gates maybe played into this without really making it. We know Bill Gates bought 35,000 acres of farmland last year. But the question remains, who's using it and what's it going to be used for? He has some rather strange ideas about what food service ought to be and what we should be doing to make, you know, everybody, what did you call it, food? What's that term that you use, food insecure? Food security. So it'd be food secure. Anyway, if you look at the last 30 years, Jay, in our country, we have 25% fewer cattle farmers, somewhere between 25 and 27, depending on the state you're in. 90% in the last 30 years, 90% of hog farmers now are working for the Chinese government. 90% of hog farmers, I repeat, 90% of hog farmers have either been brought into the business of working for Stonyfield or Smithfield or whatever that the pork producer is called. The rest of them all been put out of business because they wouldn't play along. So when you look at the average age, the average farmer in America is 60 years old. Younger people don't want to get involved in this. So these companies, and they're playing right into the hands of the big companies who want to buy up all the means of production, control the prices. The farmers just become employees instead of working on their own to provide the food and the services that they want. We're importing billions of pounds of beef from all around the world. The prices have been controlled. Looking at, I just saw something, and I think I maybe mentioned this on the Good Day program, about what's going on. The largest food distributor this week joining other food distributors, accusing the four largest, here we are again, the four largest meat processors of inflating the price they sell the beef for and trying to screw, basically I'm being a little rough, but that's what it is, screwing the smaller farmers so that they can control everything. Price fixing. That's the accusation state of Texas has against Tyson Foods, Cargill, National Beef, and again, this is the pork and chicken processing that's being done as well by Smith. Is it? I can never remember. Is Smithfield? Yeah, Smith. Yes, Stonyfield Smithfield. Stonyfield is the yogurt company. Smithfield is the pork producer the Chinese government owns. So anyway, this lawsuit says that companies, these four companies, are coordinating efforts. Of course they are. Of course they get together. Of course they're trying to fix the price. Better for them. Not only the price of pork, but the number of cattle and pork being slaughtered, and the price has gone up for those that are controlled. The beef prices now are, what do you pay? I don't buy meat at the store. What's the last time, when you bought a steak, what did you pay per pound? Do you remember, Jay?
I have no idea.
You don't eat meat either.
No.
That's right, too. But do you eat any chicken?
I eat ground turkey. I want to say it's about, was it $6.79
a pound?
For a pound?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds about right, but that's about as far as I go as far as the land animals.
Yep. Anyway, so this lawsuit has been filed by Sysco and now is being joined by other companies like this, U.S. Foods, etc. These companies that I've just mentioned, Tyson, Cargill, Smithfield, etc., they're all exploiting their markets. They are limiting the number of cattle that are being raised, limiting the supply, and fixing the prices. And that's great for them. And if you can raise enough beef to be sold into that system, that's good. But the other side of it is that these companies also control the grain supply. They control, so they're controlling the grain and feed supply for their benefit, not for yours. So you look at the meat processing industry, for example, they say supply and demand factors are driving or ought to drive, yeah, they should drive the prices, but they don't. Same thing in the dairy business. The only place where you see a respite for this, and is becoming more true this summer, is looking at the family farm and the produce stuff, carrots and onions and corn and beets and you name it, that is considered produce, the ancillary thing, veggies, if you will. That stuff, because in the grocery business, the cost of moving food around the country, it's become much better, much easier, much more productive, much more valuable to buy things at the farmer's market or at the farm itself. So perhaps that's what you do as a family, and the farmers participate more in those things, and they can say, up yours. Now, are you strong enough to fight all these outfits? I don't know. But
it tastes better, too.
Ah, it's much
better. Want better quality stuff that tastes better, why wouldn't you go to your farmer's market or the local farms? So many have stands anymore.
Yep, exactly. Coming up, a discussion about heatflation. What's the weather doing to your, what's it doing to impact what it costs to grow food on your farm and what your competition is charging? That's as we continue here in this week's American Family Farmer. My thanks to Jay Kirshner, who's here. I'm Doug Steffen, to talk to you about term provider. Term provider is the pretty easy way to buy life insurance these days, and along with making it easy, it's also a great way for you to protect your family, give yourself some peace of mind. So let's say you're a little heavy, you have had too much ice cream like me, maybe you're eating too much corn, whatever it is that packs on the pounds, or maybe you have, you know, problems like diabetes. Term provider says, that's no problem for us. They shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it. They get to the best possible rate, no matter what is happening in your body. So the advice, call Term Provider. Term Provider's number, 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped thousands of people just like you on farms all across the country and in ancillary businesses. Doesn't make any difference if you're a little porky or not. Call them at Term Provider. 230-2777. Put an 800 in front of that and you'll be home free. That's 800-230-2777. I think I've made it pretty clear. And by the way, here are the numbers. $1 million in term life insurance costs you less than $200 a month. No inspection fee, shall we say. You don't have to have a physical. They'll get you the coverage, so get to them. 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. Back with the American Family Farmer, Jay and Doug. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the heatflation problem, the soaring temperatures that also will impact not only the travel because of the cost of the fuel bringing things around, but also, what it costs to grow if you don't have enough. If there isn't enough of whatever the produce is, then that's going to push the price up too. So we've seen, inflation. That's one thing that's bothering all of us. The other thing is the heat. Thus the term heatflation. Pretty clever, Jay, huh? I put that together.
It's good.
Very good. Anyway, what does this do to the food markets? Well, if you look around, pork prices are rising because in China, they have a drought going on there. I mean, look around the world. Look what's going on in Europe. Europe is usually a great source of all kinds of food and dairy. This summer, this week, in various parts of Europe, England has been over 100 degrees. France was there. Where was that fire we were talking about on Good Day that surrounded the train? I think it was in Spain,
train.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So,
they had to stop and be taken by road. They couldn't use the railway anymore. And there was flames on both sides of the train. You look out one window, yep. The other side of the windows, yep.
Yep. And by the way, this is in an area of Spain where they have a lot of wheat harvested. So not only does it burn down the forest, but it burns down the wheat and other things that are growing there. If it's someone like me that does a lot of haying and you have a fire, burns the fields down, we've got nothing. So the prices are going to go crazy, the availability is going to go crazy, and increased temperatures and the things that are associated with it will help or hurt. I guess help the price, hurt the price. The crops can't mature without enough water. That's it, basic bottom line stuff. So I guess my suggestion would be, if you're on a farm that has drought problems, what are you doing to mitigate the problem? Are you thinking about where's the water supply? Have you got wells on your property using city water, or do you have wells? I'd say it was probably half and half. Jay, the people listening to this program, I would say half of them have well water, half of them have city water. If you have city water and you don't have well water, then you should drill a well. That's what I would do. That's what I've done.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. I think that's the way I water my cows with well water. Matter of fact, I've shut the city water off. First of all, it's not good. The well water is a lot better. And you're not paying through the nose for it. You pay for the water, the well being drilled, and that's it. And electricity that, costs to run the pump. But there are a lot of places, if you've got a pond on your farm, you've got a stream going through the farm, whatever water sources you have, don't use the municipal supply. It's not good for others that need the water. And if you have a source other than the municipal supply, then use it. There's no requirement. They don't tell you how much water you can pump out of your own well, at least not yet. Let's keep our fingers crossed that they don't get involved in that sort of thing. But watering, the situation is pretty complex when you get right down to pricing markets. Look at the Mercantile Exchange. Look at what goes on in Chicago, how these things get priced, and they're crazy. In terms of food prices and inflation, because of the heat, because of inflation, things are going to be tougher for you to buy in terms of what it takes you to grow the food, and therefore you pass it along. But I still maintain, Jay, that you will be paying less at your family farm, local family farm, for anything than you will anywhere else, and the quality will be better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there it is. Jay, thank you for being here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El correctamundo. And we speak all kinds of languages here. Actually, that's an interesting question. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com, you can select. You can have a private session. I don't know about that. That sounds kind of... For a good time, call Elizabeth at 833-TOP-LOSS. How's that? Even better.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard it put that way.
Well, but see, that gets you thinking is a different way.
Yeah. When you're losing the weight and you're looking better, you're feeling better, you probably are going to have more good times, right?
Right. That's right. For a good time, take Calitrim. That's right. Exactly. All right. So what are the, we're laughing about that. What's the strangest question you've ever been asked? When people call or they email you or they connect, because there are a number of different ways you can do Q&A sessions with people like you at Calitrim. So what do people... The strangest thing, I mean, we know what they ask you, how does it work, yada, 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 but the strangest question, what's the strangest question?
I had someone one time reach out and ask if it caused them to have weird dreams. It does help us sleep, so when you're taking Calitrim at bedtime, your body breaks it down and releases something called glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly, and you can get to that better, more restorative sleep. So you do end up dreaming more, but I told her we can't control what the dreams actually are. I think she was having some really weird dreams at the time, but it can help you dream again if you haven't been sleeping well and you haven't been getting to that good restorative phase of sleep. It does help you with sleep in addition to the weight loss. And really, weight loss and sleep go hand in hand too. So if you're thinking about that, if you're not getting great sleep, you don't have the good energy throughout the day, you end up giving in to cravings later on in the day, with Calitrin, it's helping you sleep better. It's working to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it's working double time, really, because it's revving up your metabolism for you to have that extra energy throughout the day. We have customers tell us, you know, they're eating healthier. They've got more energy for exercising. So it really is just overall a great health supplement for helping you lose the weight.
One of the questions I remember being asked early on, because you and I have been talking for, what, 5, 6 years? How long have I been talking on the radio about Calitrin? A long time. And one of the questions that most people want to know these days is, where does this product come from? That is, they don't, most red-blooded Americans, and I say this advisedly, don't want stuff that's made in China. They just don't. And so I know.
Who does?
Right. That's a great response. Thank you. So in this circumstance, tell us the manufacturing process, where it gets done, how it gets done. How do people know that what they're getting, they're assured, we are telling them, but there are other ways of proving that what you're getting is what you're paying for, and you're going to get the results that you're paying for by using the product properly. So where does this all start?
Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States, everything. So we're talking about our capsules, our liquid, and our powder version. Everything is manufactured in the United States. Even though supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA, our facilities are inspected by the FDA. And then you say you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. You know, you can't say things that aren't true. So yeah. We do have checkups and they come and they make sure that what you're putting in your product is what you say you're putting in your product. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. So our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States, and then our products are made right here in the United States too.
All right, so let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping. There are no fees. You get your credit card charged once, that's it. You don't have recurring. They don't charge every month. But what is the special deal this month for the dog days of summer?
Right now, it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. We do have Afterpay available on the website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll-free if you have questions or you want to split up your payments by phone. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great helps, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
One.